I don't know about you. Hallelujah. But I'm so grateful. I'm glad for the great things that God has done. Hallelujah. I am happy. Hallelujah. About how he bought me over, as the songwriter decrees. Hallelujah. And I won't be that person that will rise in the morning and not give him praise. I will not be that person. Hallelujah. That will forget what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Come on, can we clap our hands one more time? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for these that are here under the sound of my voice. We thank you for this opportunity, Father, to hear from you. We came to hear today, God, in the name of Jesus. We not only came to hear, God, we came to get deeper revelation on what you've already spoken. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So today, God, I decrease, God. Hallelujah. That you increase, God, in the name of Jesus. Speak through me, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, to this people, God, you know what your people have need of. You know what they stand in need of on today, God. So I give you free course, God, to do what you want to do. Have your way in this place, God. Have your way, God. Speak your word. Heal today. Deliver today. Set us free. Don't let us leave the way we came, oh God. In the name of Jesus, give us a fresh encounter. Hallelujah. In your presence today, God. Hey, thank you, God. Kaya. Thank you for a fresh encounter in the mighty name of Jesus. And the people of God say, fresh encounter. Hallelujah. Put it in the atmosphere. Fresh encounter. Hallelujah. In fact, a fresh encounter in your atmosphere, in this atmosphere today, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, hallelujah, Oraniosaya, for all those, oh God, hiya, who are sick today, God. I pray for Kim Marshall, God. We lift her up this morning, hiya, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for her, God. We decree and declare that the hand of the Lord is over her life in the mighty name of Jesus. And because your hand is there, hallelujah, the enemy has no access. Hiya, hiya. Because your hand is there, the enemy has no access. Hiya, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you now. Hey, the body is made strong. We thank you now that the blood pressure is regulated. We thank you now, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God for the testimony, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you for this congregation. We thank you for those that are here and those that are absent for whatever reason. We decree the hand of the Lord be upon them today, wherever they may be, God. In the name of Jesus, you will be with them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you for our leaders today in their absence. We just give you praise, God. We have so many things to praise you for, Father. And we thank you today. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen and amen, amen. One more time, can we clap our hands? Just one more time in the sanctuary, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. We thank God today, hallelujah, for our place in the building. We thank God, hallelujah. It's good to be back home, amen. I was away last Sunday. I tell you, boy, I'm one of them people that I like to be home on Sunday. I tell you, you know we got to take vacation. We got to get away. That's proper. Hallelujah, that's proper. God intends for us to do that. But when it's time to be back home, it's time to be back home, amen. So it is good to be in the house of the Lord today. I honor our leaders in their absence. I honor you, the people of God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the praise team this morning that led us into the presence of the Lord. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for the intercessors that came and showed up this morning and kept the fire on the altar. Amen. I thank God and honor you today. I honor those that are in the sound room. I honor each and every person. Elder Parker is in the sanctuary with us this morning. Her and Josiah, we honor you. We thank God. Hallelujah. Just thank God. Look at somebody and say, thank God that you're here. Thank God that you're here. Amen. Glory to God. I think sometimes we take that for granted. Amen. That we are here and we're healthy and we're whole and we're hearing and we're thriving in the things of God. Amen. Glory to God. I don't want us to take that for granted. Amen. To my Facebook Live audience, we greet you in the name of Jesus this morning. Thank you for joining us here at Empowering Word Ministries here at 1168 Highway 52 South in Waynesboro, North Carolina. We're just glad that you will let us come in your space today. We thank God that the word of God will come forth and find you just where you are. Make a sanctuary where you are, where the Lord can come and deliver and heal and save. Amen. Amen, amen. I think we cleared everybody. Amen. Glory to God. We want to honor everyone this in the sanctuary. Everybody is somebody in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I want to jump right into the word this morning. I am so excited. Well, let me put a dap on that. I'm excited, but I'm also challenged. Glory to God by the word of God that has been coming forth. Amen. Glory to God. The Lord said something to me just over the times that we were away, and you know, I was spending time in his presence, and one of the things he said to me one day was, this is what you prayed for. Didn't you pray that you grow and you spiritually mature and that you would thrive in the things of God? You just didn't know at the time that you were praying that meant there's some more. Amen. You know, those commercials say, they give you all that stuff, then they say, wait, there's more. There's more, there's more. And I believe that we're in a time now that God is showing us that there's more to him, glory to God, than what we knew last year, amen. Doesn't the scripture say we go from level to level and glory to glory, amen, glory to God. And sometimes if our perception and our mind is not right, glory to God, we'll perceive the growth or we'll perceive the next level as something negative or something that we need to run from or something that we just need to let pass by. But no, tell your neighbor, no. New moves. New moves. Amen. That's my topic this morning. That's what Apostle talked to us about the last time he was here. New moves of God reveal what is hidden in the darkness. Amen. Hallelujah. New moves of God reveal what is hidden in the darkness. Amen. Glory to God. Now I'm going to stay on task today because it's a lot in that. Oh, Jesus, it's a lot in that. My opening statement, our dark moments aren't times that we're abandoned. Because we're going through a dark moment, it does not mean that God has abandoned us. However, it does mean that God is preparing us. Hallelujah. He's preparing us for where he's taking us. Amen. Glory to God. So I want to open with that statement that our dark moments does not mean that we're abandoned. We know Joshua told us, we were talking to Joshua, it told the God would be with us wherever we go, right? Wasn't that the scripture? In Joshua, he said he'd be with us wherever we go. Amen. Glory to God. If we have to go in the darkness, guess who's there? He's there. He's there. Amen. He don't leave us, y'all. He don't never, ever, ever leave us. Glory to Jesus. So new moves of God reveal what's hidden in the darkness. Amen. We're going to find out some stuff about the darkness today. Making new moves can symbolize a lot of things in the life of the believer. It can symbolize change. It could symbolize a change in location. It could symbolize a change in our position. It could symbolize our posture, glory to God, our growth, our spiritual maturity, or our spiritual renewal, amen, glory to God, because we can be spiritually mature, but we may still need some renewal, amen, glory to God. It could symbolize refining and developing a character that aligns with God's word and his will, amen. I wanted to make sure I said that. It can mean developing a character that aligns with God's word and his will. Amen. We're going to talk about that a little bit. So we're going to start with our theme where we've been the last couple of weeks. Isaiah 43:18. Give it to me in the NLT. Isaiah 43:18 in the New Living Translation reads, but forget all that. Hallelujah. It's nothing compared to what I'm going to do. And now this is a very, very familiar scripture. We've heard the scripture over and over and over again. Hallelujah. God, give us spiritual ears and spiritual eyes today that we can see this in another light, that we can see this in a deeper dimension. Glory to God. Because as believers, sometimes when we learn a scripture, we know what it says, we know what it means, and we don't look any deeper. Glory to God. For I am doing something new. Somebody say something new. God said, I'm doing something new. See, I have already begun. Did you not see it? And in that part of the scripture right there, it's really admonishing us that, are you paying attention? You know, do you see this new thing that I'm doing? Glory to God. Hallelujah. He says, I will make a pathway through the wilderness. Glory to God. I will create, that's what the word says. He says, I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So God is speaking to us about these new things. Glory to God. We talked about, hallelujah, forgetting about those old things, the way we did one. I would even submit there's some things that we need to forget that I did it this way the last time. Glory to God. Now God wants to do something new this time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's some trials or there's some things that you managed or you went through before. You're not the same person. Glory to God. Your perspective has changed. Your eyesight, your spiritual eyesight is different. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So don't look for the old. Glory to God. Don't look for the old because your spiritual perception is different. Amen. Glory to God. Your spiritual eyesight has been tuned. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You heard the word of God. Hallelujah. You've been delivered by the power of God. Hallelujah. You are not the same person. So when the word of God tells us, glory to God, hallelujah, to forget the former things, glory to God, hallelujah. And because he says it's nothing, he said those former things are nothing compared to what he's getting ready to do. Now we've seen God do some great things. Now we've seen God do some miraculous things. Hallelujah. We've seen healings. We've seen people get up out of wheelchairs. We've seen God turn around in our own personal families, in our own personal situation. We've seen God do some great things. Amen. And we praise him forever for those things. But what God is saying to us now, let's focus on where we're going now. Let's focus on the future. Amen. Amen. He said, there's some wild things, hallelujah, happening around us. Amen. Glory to God. There's some things going on in the atmosphere. There's some things going on in the world. There's some things going on in our personal lives. Let's just be honest. Glory to God. Some things that probably we're thinking, why in the world am I going through this? But God is here to admonish us. Hallelujah. He is admonishing us to not focus on those things, but to focus on the new things. Amen. Glory to God. There's some wild things going around all around us, but God makes a pathway for us. Glory to God. He makes a pathway. He opens a door for us. Amen. Glory to God. Even though things are going on around us. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There are some dry, non-productive situations. Glory to God. There's some dry wasteland. Hallelujah. There's some things around us that look like it's dried up. Glory to God. But the Lord says, admonishes us today, hallelujah, that he is creating, hallelujah, rivers. He is creating refreshing. He is creating an outlet. He's creating a new move. He's creating. Somebody say he's creating. He's creating it. So if he's creating it, that's a good indication that we might not be able to see it yet. But the Lord says to us, hallelujah, forget about the past. Look forward to the new. Amen. Isaiah 45:3. Give it to me in the NLT. So we're setting that foundation that God is doing something new. He's doing something brand new. Amen. Glory to God. There's a new thing happening in our lives. Amen. All we have to do is be present. One translation say, be present and alert, paying attention to what's going on. Isaiah 45:3 says, I will give you treasures hidden in the darkness. I will give you treasures hidden in the darkness, secret riches. I will do this so that you may know that I am the Lord. Why is he doing it? He wants us to know he is the Lord. Amen. He said, I'm going to give you secret riches. I'm going to give you treasures. And where are they hidden? In the darkness. Amen. The darkness is a place that we don't really like to dwell. Glory to God. And I'll be the first one to say, Lord, if it looked too dark, I'm going the other way. I'm going the other way. But the Lord has sort of been admonishing us over these last days and weeks that what he has for us is hidden in the darkness. I think he's telling us that so, like me, we won't turn around when it starts looking dark. We won't turn around when things are not working out like we thought they should. We won't turn around when we went to the first place and they said no. We won't turn around, hallelujah, when it don't feel right, okay? It don't feel, this can't be God. It don't feel right. No. He's saying, listen, treasures are hidden in the darkness. Amen. He said, I use the darkness. Glory to God. He said, treasures are hidden. What God is revealing to us is not just hidden. I love this. It's not just hidden. It's a secret. That means everybody don't know. That means he don't tell everybody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If I can encourage us today, that what he has hidden in the darkness for us, it's not for everybody. You don't, if it's a secret, everybody don't know. My God. Everybody don't know. Jeremiah 33:3. Give it to me in the, what translation is this? Amplified Bible. So treasures hidden in the darkness. It's hidden in the darkness. And God said, I'm going to reveal them to you. I'm going to give them to you. Jeremiah 33 says, call to me and I will answer you and tell you, even show you, glory to God, great and mighty things. That's what the word of God says. He says, call to me. I'm going to tell it to you and I'm going to show it to you. Glory to God. Great and mighty things which have been confined and hidden. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, I said, not only are they hidden in the darkness, but it's a secret, glory to God, which you do not know and understand and cannot distinguish. So not only is it hidden, we don't know it. Even without God, we can't figure it out. Glory to God. One translation says you can't figure it out on your own. Glory to God. But the scripture admonishes us that God says, I will show you these things. Glory to God. But we can't find them out without him. Amen. We can't do it without him. We can't do it without the revelation that he has given us. So new moves from God reveal what's hidden in the darkness. Let's jump into that. First of all, the word reveal. The word reveal, hallelujah, glory to God. The word reveal means to make known through divine inspiration. It means to make known through divine inspiration. That means we just can't get it anywhere. Glory to God. The things that God is revealing to us, these new moves that God is moving in the darkness, it's being revealed, meaning that there needs to be a divine impartation. My second definition, my favorite, it means to communicate that which is not known or discovered without divine or supernatural instructions. We got to have divine and supernatural instructions if we're going to be able to grasp hold of these things that's hidden in the dark. We need divine and supernatural instructions. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I admonish you there. Don't miss no feeding times. Don't miss no teaching time, because the divine instruction for you and the divine instruction for me to break me through, hallelujah, it may just be a little different. It just may be a little different. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So if I'm missing and I'm not getting what's teaching, because he said instructions, right? I love God. He's a God of instruction. What if I need that piece of instruction, glory to God, to move through the darkness so I don't quit, give up, and go home? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the word reveal, glory to God. The word reveal in the Greek, it means apokaleto. It means it's pronounced apokaleto. It literally means to take off, to uncover, to disclose, and to make fully known. He said, I am making fully known to you what is in the darkness. I'm taking the cover off. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm taking the covers back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I can reveal to you these treasures in the darkness. We're going to talk about the treasures in a moment. He said, but I'm doing everything I can. God said, I'm doing everything I can to get this to you. Hallelujah. He's doing everything he can. He says, we're making it known. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It says it means to make manifest or visible that which is hidden or unknown. Glory to God. Let's talk about darkness a little bit. Glory to Jesus. This is where I struggle. Amen. I'm going to share as I was studying the darkness. The word darkness actually carries with it the meaning gloomy or depressed. Glory to God. It is a state of tone that's gloomy or depressed. Now, I'm a pretty upbeat person. 95% of the time, I'm pretty upbeat. It's rare you're going to find me when I'm going to be wowsy, woo-woo in the dumps. It's rare you're going to find me. I thank the Lord for that. But He said the word darkness meant gloomy. It means depressed. It's a state or a tone of depression. The Greek word is kostos. It's S-K-O-T-O-S for those of you who want to write it in your notes. It literally means gloom and obscurity. And it also carries with it the meaning ignorance or lack of understanding. Jesus, this is darkness, okay? These new moves God is doing in the darkness. Lastly, misfortune or distress. Glory to Jesus. So we find ourselves in a situation. We find ourselves with a lack of understanding. I'm sure with everything that's going on in the world today, that could be a common thing, a lack of understanding. What in the world is going on? I don't understand these new bills. I don't understand these new rules. I don't understand. Lack of understanding. Glory to God. That's darkness. Glory to God. Misfortune. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Minister Dennis had a situation where somebody came and they vandalized her car. Misfortune. That can be darkness, y'all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Or distress. Distress. These things that we probably don't even consider. But God says, I'm making moves. I'm making moves even in those things. I'm making moves even in the darkness. I'm making moves. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you find yourself in a moment in time of distress, misfortune, lack of understanding, you might not know what's going on. God is doing a revealing. Do not be afraid. You are not stuck. God is going to reveal to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is going to reveal, hallelujah, what's going on in the darkness. There's some moves that have to be made. There's some decisions that have to be made. Glory to God. And God is saying, don't be afraid of the darkness. First decree of the day. Glory to God. I'm going to say it first, then y'all going to say it with me. I decree that I will not despise the darkness of this hour. One more time. I decree I will not despise the darkness of this hour, for it shall carry divine treasures. Come on, can we give the Lord a praise for that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for that revelation. Hallelujah. Because there is a darkness in this hour. Amen. But we've been admonished by God to not despise it. Don't despise the darkness of this hour. Don't despise whatever the situation is. I think Apostle told us there's a revelation for my situation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There is a revelation somewhere. Glory to God. God, open my eyes and help. Let me see. Glory to God. Help me see the revelation in this situation. Glory to God. There's a revelation there. There's an open door there. Hallelujah. God is there. Hallelujah. And because he's there, hallelujah, it's not that bad. Glory to God. And because he's there, I know I'm going to make it to the other side. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So God is revealing to us these new moves that's through the darkness. Again, as human beings, you know, when we think of darkness, we think of bad things. We think of boo in the dark. You know, the boogeyman. We were growing up. The boogeyman. We think about the boogeyman and all these other things. But God is saying to us as believers, he said, I'm making some moves. I don't need you to be afraid of the darkness. I don't need you to be afraid to press through. Glory to God. I don't need you to be afraid. Glory to God. I'm with you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we won't despise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This hour, hallelujah, of darkness. We won't despise it. Amen. Glory to Jesus. I don't care what bills are made. I don't care what laws are changed. There's a revelation for my situation. Hallelujah. There's a revelation for where I am right now. Hallelujah. And we can all find ourselves in a different place. But understand this. There is a revelation from God for your situation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't be afraid of the darkness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I want to talk about three things to consider this morning. Glory to God. Three things to consider how God uses darkness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Apostle started talking to us about this last week. Glory to God. And I was away doesn't mean I wasn't hearing the word. But I was like, when I listened to Sunday's message, I think it was Monday before we got back in international waters so we could actually, use our phones and all that good stuff. But anyway, I was so challenged by that message. I was like, oh, God. Oh, God. Not challenging, I didn't want to do it, but challenging, God, I know I need more. I need you in order to get this done. I need more of you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is what I was talking about, the darkness, because sometimes when darkness comes, we can look at our lives and say, well, I fast, I pray, I pay my tithes, I give offerings, I try to treat people right. Why am I in this dark place? Why am I in this dark place? Because God's making new moves. And he's doing it. He's going to use the darkness, glory to God, to make those new moves in your life. Somebody say, in my life. Glory to God. So three things to consider. Number one, God uses the darkness to position his people. God uses the darkness to position his people. Glory to God. He not only positions us, he shapes us, and he equips us. Amen. Glory to God. He equips us in the time of darkness. Amen. It's not a time to run. It's not a time to be afraid. Amen. Glory to God. I was having some pity party time with the Lord the other morning. And, situation, of course, came up. You know, I'm sure everybody's got situations. But I had a situation that come up just recently. And I'll be honest with you. Had it not been for this word, had it not been for the fact that God told us back in January he's going to be with us and we were crossing over to the other side, it might have would have knocked me for a loop. But the Lord was talking to me. I was sitting in his prayer. I was crying and, you know, all this. You know how we do. Yeah, I was crying and stuff. And the Lord said to me, he said, I conditioned you and I made you hard for difficulties. He said, this is what we've been doing all this time. So now that this difficulty is here, I would have not let it happen to you if I didn't think you were ready. This is big girl, this big girl talk right here. Big girl talk, big girl talk. I would not have allowed this to happen to you if you could not handle it. Glory to God. And so, you know, I was sitting there and he was talking to me and I began to wipe my eyes. And I was like, okay, God, you did. He said, don't let people, because sometimes people, I was relating back to something you said, sometimes people will try to make you feel bad because of what God does in your life. You know, they'll try to, oh, you so hard, you so insensitive. You know, you nothing don't bother you. You know, that's what I get. Nothing don't bother you. You know, you. And I'm like, it bother me, but I just don't handle it the way you handle it. That don't mean it don't bother me. But the Lord so ministered to me. He said, I made you hard. He said, this is why I said when you go through the fire and we go through trials, glory to God, how we should be happy because it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I never really thought about it that way. And he said, God said, it's an opportunity. So when the next trial come, hallelujah, you built up some spiritual muscles. Hallelujah. You built up your spirit. You built up your prayer life. You know how to get in the gap. Glory to God. You know how to get in the gap. I was talking to you guys about darkness. Glory to God. The Lord revealed to me, he says so many times when we face darkness, we move away from him. That's why this word is so important, because we can be going along doing well, everything going good, and then we hit a rough patch. What's the first thing we do? The first thing we do is stop praying. First thing we do is stop reading the word. And most of the time have a pity party. When God said, no, 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 no. You see that situation, that means you come to me. The solution to the problem is on the other side. The solution to the problem is on the other side. Amen. So my three things. Amen. Glory to God. I don't want to get lost today. God uses the darkness to position people. Go back to Isaiah 43:18. Give it to me in the Amplified translation. Isaiah 43:18. So God uses the darkness to position us. Amen. So first of all, we're given this passage of scripture, Isaiah 43:18. It says, do not remember the former things or ponder the things of the past. Now, that's important. That's important because sometimes we get caught up in God delivered me this way or last time, God, you did it this way. But God is admonishing us to don't get caught up in the past. Amen. I know as being a, I'm a baby boomer. I'm a boomer. So as being a boomer, glory to God, it's easy. I know sometimes me and Cassie have these conversations. It's easy to think about things in the past. It's easy to think about, oh, when we came along, we did this and we did that. And I guess every generation thinks that their time was a great time or there's significant things about my generation. Amen. But what God is saying to us, he said, listen, don't be pondering on past things. Focus on what I'm doing now. Amen. Verse number 19. I love 19 in the Amplified Bible. It said, listen carefully. Tell your neighbor, listen carefully. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm about to do a new thing, so it will spring forth. Glory to God. Will you be aware of it? What God is wanting to do, it's going to spring forth. When I look that up, it means it's going to happen very fast. It's going to happen suddenly. Glory to God. And the things that happen to us, the situations that come up and the circumstances are distractions. Because the enemy don't want you to see the new thing. Glory to God. He don't want you to see the new thing. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He don't want you to see the new thing. Glory to God. So all these other things, they start coming up, these little distractions, this little here and this little thing here. And God said, no, 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 no. Pay attention. Tell your neighbor, pay attention. Listen. He says, I will put a road in the wilderness and I'll put rivers in the desert. Amen. I'll put a road in the wilderness. So if you find yourself in the wilderness, look for your road. If you in the desert, look for the water. Because God said, I'm sending those things in those places. Amen. Glory to God. So I admonish us, don't be afraid to go to the desert. Don't be afraid if you're in the wilderness. Glory to God. And I'm just going to tell it on the devil, because what the devil does to us when we're in the wilderness, we hide. You know, we get somewhere because we don't want people to know that we're in the wilderness. We don't want people to know that we're going through. Amen. We close the doors and we close the windows and we hide. But God said, no, don't hide. Come to me. The solution, hallelujah, the breakthrough is in me. You got to face this thing head on. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. So we have to have a willingness to face it. Amen. This verse, hallelujah, gives a command and an invitation for us to focus on God's active work in our lives. It's an invitation. You know what an invitation means? You're invited to do that, but you can accept the invitation or not. But God said, I'm inviting you. Glory to God. He said, I'm inviting you to focus on the active work that I'm doing in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The active work that you're doing right now. God is not static. He is always working. He's always creating. Hallelujah. He's always bringing forth. Hallelujah. New acts. Hallelujah. New healings. New things. He's always doing it. Somebody say he's always doing it. These acts of redemptive power, provisions. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's going to make provisions if we trust him. Hallelujah. If we trust him, transformations. He's transforming us. He's transforming those ones that we're praying for. There's transformation taking place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But it can be a challenge to perceive all this. It can be a challenge to see the new thing. Hallelujah. Because sometimes it involves stepping into uncomfortable and unfamiliar territory. My toes right there. Uncomfortable and unfamiliar territory. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Uncomfortable, unfamiliar. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the wilderness and that's the desert. Hallelujah. Uncomfortable. God is calling me to a place of uncomfortability. Glory to God. But the moves that God is making is involved in me being uncomfortable. I think it was Thursday night. Apostle said that we're not refined or we're not made or whatever in comfort, but in trial or in uncomfortability. Glory to God. We laugh about the scripture, and I think it's in here somewhere. We laugh about the scripture to tell us to count it all joy when we find ourselves in diverse situations and we find ourselves in trial. But he really means that. He really means that. He don't want us to do it. We can't do it on our own, but he really means for us to have that mindset. So, glory to God, hallelujah. So, our time, this wildness and these deserts can be very difficult for us. However, they will grow our faith and they will grow our trust in God. It will grow our faith and it will grow our trust in God. God hides the treasures in darkness, glory to God, to grow our faith and to grow our trust. Amen. Hallelujah. Most of us been around here for a while. Glory to God. So there are things that happen in our life and God brought us through that time. He's going to do it this time. Amen. He brought me through this. He'll bring me through that. Glory to God. Psalms 32 and 8. Glory to Jesus. If you can just give it to me in the TPT, just for your, I just want you to see this. It says, I will instruct and teach you in the way you should go. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus, the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 32 and 8. Yes, okay. I hear the Lord saying, I will stay close to you, instructing and guiding you along the pathway. Remember, we said he was opening up paths, okay? So when God opens up these new pathways, he's doing the instruction. He's doing the guiding. Hallelujah. We can't see the path and say, okay, God, I got it. No. He is the one. He's doing the guiding. He's doing the instruction. He said, I will advise you along the way. I love that. He said, I will advise you. That means you got to be moving, okay? That means that you're not going to know it all at point A. Glory to God. You got to see point A and start moving toward point B and C. And God says, listen, I'll advise you as you move. I'll advise you as you go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'll advise you. I'll make sure you don't make the wrong mistakes. Hallelujah. I think we can't go there for the inch. I think it's Psalms 119 and verse 66. And David was praying, said, Lord, teach me to make good decisions. Glory to God. He said, I will advise you. I will advise you along the way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I will advise you. Did we lose it? I'm sorry. Teach me how to make good decisions and give me revelation light. She's so fast up there at revelation light. For I believe in your commands. That's what Psalms 119 and 66 says. Glory to God. So this is part of God moving. Can you take me back to 32 and 8? Thank you so very much. I appreciate your intensity. Glory to God. So he said, I will lead you and I'll guide you. Verse 8. I'll lead you and I'll guide you. I'll instruct you and I'll make sure that you get where you're going. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But then he says to us, glory to God, he says to us, so don't make it difficult. Tell your neighbor, don't make it difficult. God already told you it's going to be some darkness. He already told us it's going to be some wilderness. Glory to God. He said, don't make it difficult. Don't be stubborn. Don't be stubborn when I take you where you've never been before. Jesus. That's when we got to really believe God is making moves in the darkness, because that darkness will stall us. We're going places we've never been before. God is putting ideas and dreams in our hearts. Amen. I was riding down the road the other day and he just dropped one on me. I was like, okay, Lord. Okay. In the darkness. He said, don't be stubborn. Don't make it difficult. What's the next step? What do I need to do? He says, don't be stubborn when I take you where you've never been before. Don't make me tug and pull you along. Don't make me tug and pull. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What does that look like? What does that look like? God told me to do so and so. It's 6 months later. God told me to do this and that. It's a year later. I'm going to do so and so and so. It's been 2 years. I'm tugging you because he's going to keep bringing it back to your remembrance. You can say you forgot, but he's going to keep bringing it. So the tugging comes in when I don't do nothing. I don't make a phone call. I don't go online and even look up the information. Glory to God. It don't cost anything to do that. Go online, make a phone call, find somebody who's doing what I desire and start talking to them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As the saints of God, hallelujah. We need to be better at that. Glory to God. I had to rebuke myself about not networking. Amen. It's not a sin to network. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Finding people that's doing what you want to do and asking them. Because God's been telling us he's going to send us destiny helpers. Glory to God. And they're not going to look like us. They're not. It's okay. Okay. God's going to send us. Some of us going to get a Cyrus. Y'all know who Cyrus is. Cyrus ain't necessarily saved. Cyrus just got some stuff that we need. So we got to open up our hearts for Osiris. God's going to send some of us Osiris. Glory to God. Because there's some stuff that he needs done in the earth. Glory to God. And we can't, and the people can't wait. The people can't wait. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me keep moving. So, hallelujah. He says riches. He says deserts. So Psalms 119 and 18 in the Message Bible. I do want them to see this one and then we're going to move on. Psalms 119, verse number 18 in the Message Bible. It says, Lord, 119. Okay. Open my eyes so I can see. See, so I can see what you show me of your miracle wonders. Open my eyes. So Pastor Emma talked to us about this on the first Sunday. I'm sorry. On the first Sunday, ask God to open your spiritual eyes so you can see. Amen. Or ask God to open your eyes so you can perceive. Amen. There are miracle wonders in the word of God. Every word that God gives us is a miracle. Hallelujah. Next verse, verse 19. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He says, I'm a stranger in these parts. Give me clear directions. I'm a stranger. Glory to God. So we talked about God taking us places where we've never been before. First thing we got to praise God, open my eyes. You know, open our eyes so we can see. Open our eyes. Open our spiritual eyes. I love the psalmist that says, I'm a stranger. I ain't never did this before. I ain't never done this before. Give me clear direction. Hallelujah. We can pray and we can ask for that, even in the darkness. So in the dark, God uses the darkness to position his people. God does not waste dark seasons in our life. If you're taking notes and you already have this, they serve a purpose. God can hide his richest treasures in the dark. Glory to God. Treasures. What are treasures? What are treasures? Treasures are uncountable, I love this, collections of valuables such as wealth, stockpile of money, jewelry, that's the natural definition, and other valuable things. They are uncountable and they never run out. They never run out. So that means I can get mine, you can get yours, she can get hers, you know, Elder Parker can get hers, and still enough left for somebody else. So they're uncountable. He said, these things that I hide in the darkness, in the gloomy place, in the place of lack of understanding. I love that. He said, they're uncountable treasures. Glory to God. Apostle told us the other night, unheard of blessings, unheard of breakthroughs, unheard of revelations, all that can be hidden in the darkness. Unheard of revelation. So there's a revelation that God has for you that nobody else may have never heard of. It's okay if they don't agree, if somebody don't agree with your revelation. Don't try to convince them because it ain't for them, it's for you anyway. It's for you. This is the revelation. Hallelujah. This is the revelation. I told the Lord at the beginning of the year. Well, I decreed and I asked the God and I said, God, and I put it on my vision board that I want to be out of debt this year. Hey, I tell you, when you tell God to do it the way he, all I can say, okay, Lord. And he reminds me, you said you wanted to be out of debt. Let me do it the way that I'm doing it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it's he doesn't waste a dark season. It's for a purpose. So there's some unheard of blessings and some unheard of breakthroughs. And the revelation is hidden. It's hidden. It's hidden. It's hidden. And it's hidden in a dark place. These things do not run out. When something is hidden, the definition for hidden, it means it's concealed, it's unexplained, and it's unexposed. It doesn't mean it's not there. It hasn't been exposed yet. Hallelujah. How God wants to deliver your child. It hadn't been exposed yet. Hallelujah. How he wants to heal your body, it may not have been exposed yet. It may be hidden in the darkness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When I was looking at it, it reminded me of Mother Mary Evans. And I read, you know, I don't know, those of you who are not here, a lot of us around, well, Mother Evans, Mother Mary, a few years back, about 10 years, 12 years or so, I remember it so distinctly because we were here at the church having prayer. And somebody called, I can't remember, maybe it was Apostle, and said, y'all pray, Sister Mary had a stroke. Now, I think they said it was an aneurysm. And I remember so well us just being in the sanctuary. And I remember saying, devil, you a liar. And I remember all of us were praying. You know, I just remember that piece. But if you know her, she got a revelation about her healing. She had a revelation that she told me. She said, Elder Cohen, I went back to Genesis. And I started reading the Bible, and I started reading what they were eating back in Genesis. And I made a decision that this is how I was going to get my healing. I was going to change the way I eat. Glory to God. There were certain things I'm not even going to put in my body. Glory to God. And I'm telling her testimony because she tells it all the time. But there was a revelation for her. Glory to God. That other people may not have gotten that. Remember, I told you it's not just hidden. It's a secret. Everybody don't know the secret. So that means that if you do it, glory to Jesus, if you do it, everybody may not jump on the bandwagon with you. It may be just for you. Glory to God. And it's okay. Hallelujah. It is okay. Amen. Last one under that, Philippians 3 and 13. I got to move. Philippians 3 and 13. Give it to me in the TPT. I was reading this scripture a couple of weeks ago. It says, I don't depend on my own strength to accomplish this. Tell you what this is. However, I do have one compelling focus. I forget all of the past, as I fasten my heart to the future instead. This is the man of God, Paul, talking. He said, listen, he said, I don't depend on God to do this for me, but he goes on, he said, I do this. I forget. I fasten. I focus on the future. I do it. Glory to God. I do it. Hallelujah. He said, I do this. He said, I fasten to the future. Verse 14. He says, I run for the divine invitation for reaching the heavenly goal and gaining the victory prize through the anointing of Jesus. Now, when I was reading that, I said, oh my God, Paul said, the Lord, he said, I got a compelling focus. I mean, all my focus is on the future. All my focus is on what God wants to do next. I'm not thinking about the past. I'm not thinking about that failure I had in that area, but I am focused. I fastened my heart to the future. I fastened my heart because I've been given an invitation. I've been given an invitation to victory. I've been given an invitation to win. Hallelujah. I've been given an invitation not to be defeated. I've been given an invitation, hallelujah, through my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that I can make it through. I've been given an invitation. I've been given an invitation. I like invitation because it's up to us to accept it. It's up to us. But the Bible says, he says, I am reaching the heavenly goal. I am reaching forward. Glory to God. So only we know what we have on the table of our heart before the Lord during this season. Are we reaching? Are we pressing? Are we keeping that our compelling focus? Hallelujah. Oh God. Oh God. Are we keeping that our compelling focus? Glory to Jesus. I'm not going to have time to read 14. There is a divine invitation to win. There is a divine invitation to participate in these new moves of God in the darkness. It's an invitation to press. Glory to God. It's an invitation to reach. Hallelujah. It's an invitation, hallelujah, to pray. Hallelujah. It's an invitation to praise. Hallelujah. It's an invitation, hallelujah, to decree. Hallelujah. It's an invitation. Glory to God. We have an invitation. Glory to Jesus. These new moves that God is creating in the darkness. Hallelujah. God uses the darkness. Number two, we got to move to refine us. Oh, God. God uses the darkness to refine us. This could be considered a refining and purifying process. First Peter chapter 4, verse 12. give it to me in the Message Bible. 1 Peter 4 and 12. 4 and 12, okay. It says, friends, when life gets really difficult, don't jump to the conclusion that God isn't on the job. Okay, that's the first thing. Don't jump to the conclusion that God isn't on the job. Next verse. Instead, somebody say instead, be glad. That's that joy. Be glad that you are in the very thick of what Christ experienced. This is a spiritual refining process with glory around the corner. There is glory on the other side of my darkness. There's glory around the corner. Hallelujah. The presence of God, the power of God, the permission of God. Hallelujah. Everything about God is around the corner. We can't give up. Jesus says glory around the corner. He says, don't assume that God is not at work. I think the fifth Sunday, one of the principles apostle told us that God is always working behind the scenes. He's always working behind the scenes. Glory to God. Whatever my situation is, glory to God. When you come up on your situation, you can tell your situation God is working behind the scenes. I may not be able to see it, but I know him because I know his character. And I know if he brought me here, he got a plan. And I know if I'm here, he's here with me. He's not leaving me. It says, glory to God. It says, the process is seen, it is seen as a way, this refining process to purify the soul, to remove impurities, and to become more like Christ. So God is using the darkness, hallelujah, to purify us, that we will be more like Christ. Hallelujah. That's what we want, right? Hallelujah. Through the trials, hallelujah. Through these trials, hallelujah, we will develop a greater faith, a greater resilience, and spiritual maturity. Glory to God. Spiritual maturity. A primary goal of the spiritual refining process is a journey of transformation that involves facing our challenges, enduring trials, and ultimately growing closer to God. God is moving. There's moves in the darkness. He always got a plan. Job 23 and 10. I got to move. Amplified Bible, I need you to see it. Job 23 and 10. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It says, but he knows the way I take, and he pays attention to it. Thank you, Jesus. When he has tried me, I will come forth, hallelujah, as refined gold, pure and luminous, hallelujah. So I'm going through the fire. I'm going through. He's trying me, hallelujah, but he's bringing me out, hallelujah. I'm going to be refined, hallelujah. Glory to Jesus, hallelujah. Go to, if you're taking notes, write Psalms 66 and 10. We're not going to have time to go there. James 1 and 12 in the Amplified Bible. God uses darkness to refine us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But it says in James 1 and 12, it says, happy, spiritually prosperous, favored by God is the man who is steadfast under trials. Hallelujah. If you under trials today, I got some good news for you. Hallelujah. I got some good news. Hallelujah. Happy and spiritually prosperous, favored by God is a man who is steadfast under trial and perseveres when tempted. Glory to God. For when he has passed the test and been approved, hallelujah, glory to God. For when he has passed the test, can you go back? Yeah. Glory to God. When he has passed the test and been approved, he will receive a victor's crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Remember, I told you we've been invited to victory. We've been invited to win. We've been invited to overcome. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're blessed and we're happy and spiritually prosperous. Glory to God, because we stood up under the trial. Hallelujah. The trial that made me take my ball and go home. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. It's a wind. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a wind in our corner. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. It goes on to say, I got a little bit more of my, when he has passed the test and been approved, he will receive the victory's crown of life for which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Anybody love the Lord? Hallelujah. That gives us an advantage. Hallelujah. When we love the Lord, that gives us an advantage. Number three, we're almost done. God reveals himself in a dark place. God reveals himself in the dark place. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you give me Genesis verse 21, I'm sorry, Genesis chapter 21, verse 17 in the TPT. So we all know this story. This is Hagar and Ishmael, and they're out in the wilderness. This was after Sarah encouraged Abraham, you know, they had to go. So she's out in the wilderness. So we're talking about a dark place. We're talking about a dark place. Here's Hagar. She's out. All the water is gone. They've been out there for a while. Evidently, it's hot. And her baby don't have no water to drink. And so the scripture says she puts the baby under a bush and she goes away. And the Bible says in verse 17, TBT translation, it says, and God heard the voice of the boy. The angel of the Lord called to Hagar from the heavenly realm and said, what's the matter, Hagar? Don't be afraid, for God has heard the voice of your son crying as he lies there. Verse 18, and this is why I love this. He says, get up, help the boy up, and hold him by the hand, for I will make him a great nation. Mm-mm-mm. Then God opened her eyes, hallelujah, to reveal the well of water, hallelujah, the well of water, hallelujah. She went over to the well and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a long drink. But what had to happen first? He had to open her eyes. That's an indication the well might have been there the whole time. But she might have been so grievous and so distressed and looking at her dark situation that she could have very well looked over the well. The first thing God does to her, for her, is he opens her eyes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I admonish us as believers, as God is speaking to us about these moves in the darkness, pray God every day, God, open my eyes so I can see. Open my eyes. Don't take for granted that you know or I know. We don't take for granted that we know. God, open my eyes. He had to open Hagar's eyes. And the Bible goes on to say how God made Ishmael a great nation. Glory to God. But she had to look to the Lord. Amen. I got two more. 2 Kings, the 6th chapter and verse number, start at 13 in the Amplified Bible. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I want to make a point here. 2 Kings 6 chapter 13 verse, start at 13 in the Amplified Bible. Okay. So just a little background of this story, well-known story. This is a story about Elisha and his servant. There was a king, those kings they were coming against, they wanted to come against these other kingdoms. So every time they would make a plan, the whatever they were talking about would get back to the king. We'll get back to those kings. And so the king decided, I'm calling everybody in. Somebody going back and telling what we're talking about. Somebody's going back and revealing the secrets. Well, there wasn't nobody going back and revealing. Elisha, the prophet, hallelujah, could hear. Amen. He could hear when he would make the plan to invade these other nations. When he made the plan to overtake these kings, Elisha could hear. And he would make known to them what was the plan of this king. So in verse 13, he said, go and see where he is. They make a plan. They're going to go seize Elisha. Okay. They tired of him. They tired of him revealing all their secrets. So this is it. He had enough. So we're just going to go get the prophet. That's what we're going to do. We're just going to get him. Okay. This blew me away. So he said, go and see where he is so that I may send men and seize him. They're talking about Elisha. And he was told he's in Dothan. Verse 14. So he sent horses and chariots and a powerful army there. First of all, you're going to get one man and you send an army. You got horses, you got chariots, and you got an army of people going to get one man. Glory to God. They're going to get one man. Glory to God. They came by night and surrounded the city. Verse 15. The servant of the man of God got up early and went out And behold, there was an army of horses and chariots encircling the city. Elisha's servant said to him, "Oh no, my master, what are we to do?" Verse 16. Elisha answered, "Don't be afraid, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." That's what Elisha decreed. He said, "Those that are with us, those that are with you is more than what's coming against you." Amen. More than your situation. Amen. Verse 17. I love this. Then Elisha prayed, "Lord, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the servant's eyes and he saw. So Elisha prayed, "Lord, open his eyes." I got stuck on that. "Lord, open my eyes so we can see." Amen. Pastor Emma told us on the first Sunday, henne. Henne, the Greek word, hallelujah, for being able to see. Glory to God, hallelujah. Open their eyes, amen. Verse 17, Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, open his eyes so that he could see." And the Lord opened the servant's eyes and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire surrounding Elisha. Again, they came to get one man, one man. Verse 18, when the Arameans came down to him, Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, "Please strike this people or this nation with blindness." He prayed again. Hallelujah. Strike them with blindness. Again, there's a whole nation of people came to get one person. And God struck them with blindness in accordance to Elisha's request. Glory to God. Verse 19. Then Elisha said to the Arameans, "This is not the way, nor is it the city. Follow me, and I will lead you to the man whom you are seeking." And he led them to Samaria. So they were looking for Elisha. Elisha prayed that God would blind them to the point that he was the person leading them in an opposite direction where they had not even planned to go. Just the power of God and the power of prayer. Amen. Because what Elisha and the servant situation could have looked like, it was dark. Because Elisha had only done what the Lord had called him to do. He was a prophet to the nations. He was only doing what he was anointed to do and called to do. And because he was doing just that thing, this king decided, "Well, we're just going to seize him." And I looked at that. I was like, the Bible said he prayed, "Open the eyes of the servant." He prayed, "God, strike them with blindness." He prayed. They didn't even know who he was. He was leading them. He was taking them in the man that they were looking for to seize. Why is that relevant, Elder Cohen? There's some things in our life we need to pray. God, blind that demon. Glory to Jesus. That demon that's harassing our children. Glory to God. That demon that's harassing my finance. Blind him. Don't let him see. But open my eyes so I can see. Glory to God. God's doing new moves in the darkness. Just in the darkness, hallelujah, we seek the face of God. The prophet, the man of God, that God was speaking through constantly, the first thing he does is pray. First thing he does is pray. And then he don't stop. He pray again. I said, "Lord, you're teaching me." He prayed again. We got to, he prayed again, and he prayed again, and he prayed what he believed. I think we talked about this in the women's class about how we had an admiration for David because David he wasn't merciful for his enemies. He told God, "Hit him in the jaw, you know, strike him down, you know," and I'm not saying we pray that for people, but I'm saying is there are things that are coming against us that we have the power, hallelujah, we have the power to defeat. These people were just coming. I don't know what they would have done to the man of God, but they were coming to see. God wasn't going to let that happen. But what I love about him is that he prayed. Every step, God closed their eyes. Strike them with blindness, God. Hallelujah. He didn't hurt them. If you go on and you get a chance to read the chapter, it actually ends out pretty good for them. But the fact of the matter, God was not going to allow them to hurt his prophet. God was not going to allow, "Touch not my prophet and do them no harm." Yeah, he was not going to allow that to happen. Glory to God. But Elisha played a part. He had to ask. He had to pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go back to Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Go to verse 21. I want to end with this. Two scriptures I want to end with these. So we saw where Hagar was, what looked like she was in a dark place. And of course, y'all know we talked about Joseph, and we talked about how God positioned Joseph for his brothers, and how when Joseph was in the prison, it could appear to be a dark place, but God had a plan. Hallelujah. It could appear to be a dark place. Glory to God. As I was searching the scripture, Hannah's situation, she could have appeared to have been in a dark place, but God had a plan. Hallelujah. He was working out the details. Glory to God. Tell your neighbor, God's working out the details. So Isaiah 43 and verse 21 in the TPT, I don't know if I said that or not. He says, so that you whom I shaped and formed for myself. God's talking about us now. He formed for us to proclaim his praise. Hallelujah. To decree his glory, to proclaim his praise. God, he said, I'm doing this new thing for you in your life. And when I do this new thing, I want you to proclaim my praise. I want you to be the ones to tell the world that I did it for you. I want you to be the one to tell the world that I gave you a secret. Hallelujah. And you came out of there. I gave you a secret and you started the business. I gave you a secret and you became a multimillionaire. I gave you the secret. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all your children are saved. All your children. Hallelujah. Call on the name of the Lord as God. All your grandchildren. I gave you a secret. I gave you a secret. And then verse 22. I'll be here. The first time I read this verse, I literally cried. Because I said, God, it was just such a conviction. He says, yet. Y'all know yet is a conjunction for but. Yet you did not call out to me, O Jacob. Are you weary of me, O Israel? We can't get weary. We can't get weary. Tell your neighbor, we can't get weary. We can't get weary. Trials, situations, circumstances are going to come, but we cannot get weary. We cannot give up. Pastor Emma started out telling us this the last Sunday that generational blessings are tied to my yes. Generational blessings are tied to my walk with the Lord. Generational blessings are tied. That means my whole family. It's just not me. You see my whole nation here standing behind me. And if I fall, which God ain't going to let me, but if I fall, where are they going to go? Hallelujah. Last scripture. I just want us to get out of my mind. He asked them, are you weary of me? Are you just tired of coming and praying to me? Are you tired of coming to church and worshiping me? Are you tired of being an emblem of who I am in earth? Are you tired? Because if you're tired, the wilderness is going to eat you alive if you're tired. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verse 17 in the Amplified Translation. Our last scripture. Glory to God. For this momentary light distress, this passing trouble, somebody say it's passing, is producing an eternal weight of glory. Hallelujah. It is a fullness beyond measure. You cannot even measure it. This is why the enemy don't want us to stand, y'all. Hallelujah. Beyond measure, surpassing its comparison, a transition, splendor, and endless blessedness. 18. Glory to God. So we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are unseen. For the things which are visible, they are temporal. That means if I can see it, it's not going to be around here long. If I can see it, it's not going to be, it's temporal. It's not going to be here long. Glory to God. Just brief and fleeting. Then but. Somebody say but. But the things that are invisible are everlasting and imperishable. Amen. Our relationship with God is everlasting. The promises of God are everlasting. They're imperishable. Hallelujah. Go back to verse 17. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. I was sharing with you guys about my pity party yesterday, and the Lord brought this scripture to my mind during my prayer. He said, this momentary light affliction, give it to me in NLT. Let's break it down a little bit so I don't have to use all those adjectives. In the New Living Translation, same scripture. It says, for your present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs, hallelujah, them and will last forever. This is what the Lord said to me. You can go ahead and stand to your feet. This is what the Lord said to me. He's making new moves and he's doing it in the darkness. There is a weight of glory that is upon each and every one of our lives. Glory to God. And in the weight, hallelujah. When I say weight, I don't mean like waiting on time. I mean weight, meaning heavy. Okay? I want you to get this. There is a weight. The weight is present because of the glory. The weight is present because of the anointing. The weight is present because of the steadfastness. The weight is present because of the resilience and the endurance. Glory to God. And what the Lord said to me, glory to God, what he said to me is that because of that weight, there are things in your life that you're going to endure that others may not. He said, but it's going to be worth it because the weight of that glory, hallelujah, is going to determine your next generation. The weight of that glory is going to determine whether my great-great-great-grandson will preach the gospel. The weight of that glory, hallelujah, is going to determine. It is a weight. So in that weight, you got to take things other people wouldn't take. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I had a situation that happened to me. People would tell me, if I was you, I'd do so. No, I got a weight of God's glory on my life. I got to carry this weight. I got to carry this. I understand it's here now. I got to carry it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So today, I admonished us. Hallelujah. That in these dark seasons, God is going to give us fresh encounters with him. He's willing and waiting for the fresh encounter. Will you be there? Will you know it? Will you perceive it? When the heaviest thing in your life comes against you, will you recognize it's the weight of God's glory on my life? This is why this is coming against me. And will you be able to stand? Let's pray. Father God, come on, can you lift your hands in the sanctuary? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory, honor, and praise on today. We thank you for this word today, Father. We thank you, Lord God, because I believe, God, that you used this opportunity to enlighten us, God, to take the word you've already spoke to us and dig deeper. Yeah. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for those that are under the sound of my voice. I thank you, Lord, that their lives, God, will represent, God, the glory, God, that you're revealing in this season, the glory that you're revealing in this time. In the mighty name of Jesus, not only will our lives represent it, God, but we'll take that glory and we'll make moves. Hallelujah. We accelerate in the kingdom. Hallelujah. We'll bring things to fruition, oh God, that you placed in our hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We know that you're not just doing it for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We know that you're just not doing it for our four no more, but there's a country, there's a people that cannot wait. There's a people that cannot wait. Oh God, oh God. There's a people that cannot wait. Hayaboshaya. They cannot wait. For the Bible to say that all creation is moaning and groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God. So Father, here we are today. Here we are, God, with our hands lifted up, God. Here we are with our hearts postured before you, Father. Do the new thing in our lives, God. Do the new thing, God. Yeah, 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 yeah. We'll perceive, God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do the new thing, God. We'll hear you, oh God. We won't lie. We won't have you pull us and tug on us, God. But we'll say yes, oh Lord. Open our eyes, oh God, that we might see the wonders that's in your word. Open our eyes that we might see that there's more for us than is against us. Open our eyes, Father. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Open our eyes, open our eyes. Eh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oraniosaya, nekoraniosoro. Open our eyes today, Father. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Norabosaya, ekashaya. Now, if you heard this word today, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You desire prayer. You desire, hallelujah, to us to touch and agree with you. The altar is now open. In the name of the altar is open for you now. If there's someone in the midst of us that does not know Jesus Christ, as your personal Savior, because none of the things I talked about you qualify for. If you don't know Him as your Savior and as your Lord, the altar is open for you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I'm going to ask those of you in the congregation, if you would pray in the Holy Ghost, if you would release the Spirit of God in this place, hallelujah. Glory to Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you, oh God.
Yes, we do. We worship you.